Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get a premium finish with less odor and fumes for your painting project with Rust-Oleum's low odor spray paint. It provides a long-lasting, durable finish, making it perfect for indoor or outdoor projects. Save big on Rust-Oleum spray paints. Now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. And I know a thing or two about getting frustrated with real estate investing and where to go and how to get started and finances and getting funding and all of those pieces and interest rates and everything that scares you about getting started in real estate investing. And that's why I attempt to do these Q&A episodes where you ask a question, I give you an answer. You're able to leave us a 30-second voicemail question by going to morrisinvest.com. And when you're there, you'll notice a little microphone icon on the website. Just click that and leave us a 30-second question about anything that's on your mind as it relates to investing in real estate. So there are no stupid questions, and I think all of us who listen to this show can learn something from your questions, whether you're advanced or you're just beginning. It doesn't matter. All right, let's dive into it. And our first question today, here we go.
What is the strategy to help homeowners become real estate investors, especially if you own a home and you want to rent it out in order to buy bigger? A mortgage broker explained to have a 720 credit score, 45% debt to income ratio, and 20% to put down, but need transitioning assistance with what to expect, what to do as the first step, of course, apply for a loan, but there is no 1, 2, 3 step on how to transition yourself from living in your home to now renting it out and buying bigger.
Okay, well, it depends. I guess I have some questions on this. And I think, you know, living in the home that you have right now, is it a duplex? Is it a single family home? That's all very, very important to try to answer this question. I mean, if it's a duplex, then that's a house hacking opportunity, right? So you have the opportunity to rent out the other side of the property and cash flow, and that's covering your mortgage that you live in. Now, if you have a house that you currently own and you want to continue living in the house, then putting a tenant in that property is going to be difficult unless you have a, you know, separated area of the house that you can consider renting it out, and you can structure it in such a way that it becomes a portion rental property. And you'll want to, you know, you want to speak to your CPA about doing that properly so that you can then write off a portion of that property in a certain way. But you need to be careful about that. So again, an Airbnb strategy, you know, there's a lot of people that will rent out a room in the house. Now, do they have shared access to a kitchen? All of those things are to be considered if you're thinking about doing something like that. Do you want to have a roommate that's basically living with you, sharing your kitchen? Sure. You know, hey, if you want to do that and you want them to pay rent, that's a great way for you to be able to pay down your mortgage that you currently have and take on a tenant in the property. Why not? Right? We have an incredible demand for properties in the United States right now. So if you can offer a great rental rate for someone to live in the property, rent out a room and have access to a certain part of the house, great. Do that if that's something you want to do. I wouldn't discourage you at all from doing that. But if you're talking about moving out of the home, then you're going to want to definitely talk to your bank about that, because now it's not a primary mortgage anymore. You may consider, or you may find out that you have an opportunity to refinance the property after you move out. You might not have to do anything. You know, we had a primary mortgage on a property. After we moved out of that property, we kept it and we rented it out and we continued to pay the mortgage and the tenant paid the mortgage. So it's really up to you what you want to do. Do you want to continue to live in the property and rent out a portion of it while you live there? If you want to move, then great. Move and place a tenant in that property. Make sure that, you know, you're not becoming a property manager. that you're hiring a property management company now, because now this is an investment property. This is not a primary property anymore. And you're not living in that property. And you can't suddenly become, create a new business for yourself, which is to become a landlord and create a property management company and be vetting tenants and signing lease agreements. Like, you need to treat this as a business and start to hand that off to a potential property management company. So my first step in this is I would want to find out, okay, well, how much am I paying for my mortgage? You know, am I paying $800, $1,200 a month or whatever it happens to be? And then I want to find out after that, what can I get for rent in this property? So I would be contacting a local property management company and I'd be talking about the process with them. Say, hey there, Charlie, I've got a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. I want to move. I want to turn this into a rental property. What do I need to do? They'll say, great, we'd like to come take a look at it. We want to see how much we think we could rent in that neighborhood. They're going to give you a rental rate based on what they think that area is going for. They'll set it up and say, okay, well, I think we need to improve this, or we need to, you know, get this carpet cleaned or whatever we need to do here, get photos taken, and we need to start marketing the property. And then we're also going to take care of vetting the tenants, doing background checks on the tenants and all of those things. So I think it really comes down to what you want to do. But there's answers for each of these selections. You know, getting a tenant in the property that you're living in, great. Moving out of the property, then now you have a tenant covering the mortgage of the property while you move out and look for other properties to invest in. So it seems like a couple of moving pieces there. I'm not quite sure exactly where you want to go with this. Maybe you can leave us another voicemail question and kind of clear it up a little bit. But, you know, there's so many options here in this situation. But I think it's a great thing that you're looking into, because now you can have a tenant covering the mortgage on that particular property. I want to tell you about one of my favorite business checking accounts, and that is my friends over at Novo. Fortune favors the bold, the strong, the brave. And for your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need a business checking account, which is as brave as you are. I mean, you realize when you're running a business how important it is to have a great, great business checking account that can help you along the way. You don't want things getting in your way when you're trying to expand your business. Novo is powerfully simple, and it's powerfully simple business checking. And unlike the traditional banking model, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, no hidden fees. I remember back in the day trying to set up our business checking account in another company years ago, and there's like all these fees. You have to keep these minimums in your account. You have to do all these crazy things. No. Novo doesn't do any of that. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time and free up some cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks, online, and more. Sign up for right now for free at Novo. Very, very simple. You can join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who found the customizable business checking solution that admires their bravery. All right, you can sign up for free. You can sign up for your free business checking account right now. Just go to Novo, that's Novo.co. It's not a .com, it's a .co. Okay, just make sure you know it's Novo.co/investing. Very, very important. Okay, plus investing in real estate listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Okay, so here's the URL once again. Remember, there's no .com, it's .co, okay? I know we're so conditioned to think that, but that's why I want to beat it into your head right now. Go to novo.co/investing to sign up for free. That's novo.co/investing to sign up for free. Novo.co/investing. Novo Platform Incorporated is a fintech. It's not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA, member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. All right, next question comes to us from Jeffrey.
Good morning, Morris Investing. I have a question I'm hoping you can provide some direction with. I've identified a real estate market which is located outside of my state. This southern locale happens to be located surrounded by multiple golf courses, and it seems to be a great using a vacation rental model. The availability of the homes, however, do not last long. They generally are off the market in hours to days. So I'm hoping that you can provide some guidance as far as what tools are available for me to research any specific property and identify any potential issues prior to me submitting an offer quickly. Also, how can I identify if this specific area is overly saturated for the Airbnb and VRBO model? Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Well, a simple way to do that is to look on those websites. You should be able to see the availability of properties. One way to quick way to do this, back of the book from my Airbnb and VRBO friends, is to see what the availability is when you try to book in those particular neighborhoods. If you can't find anything, then that's there's incredible demand. But if you can find all kinds of properties, you can find all kinds of things available to rent for a weekend or long term, then, you know, it's not as competitive as you might think it is. That's one thing to do, is just to go right to the source. Go to those vacation rentals. Another thing to do, just start your research there, is to contact local vacation rental companies. Okay, speak to people. Do not be shy about, internet can get you only so far. And frankly, a lot of it can lead you in the wrong direction, to be honest with you. Instead, I would contact local vacation rental companies. For instance, just as an example, we loved going to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, that area, and Bethany Beach and the areas. When we would rent a place, we would contact the local rental office, and we would speak to them. They would send us via email a couple of options, and we would pick one and we'd book it for that particular week. You could also do it online, but they're going to have a much better understanding of what's going on in that particular market because they're in the office, right? They're dealing with the owners of these properties. So just make a phone call. That's my best suggestion. And call two or three of them. Don't just call one. Contact and have a conversation with those rental market if that's really what you want to do. Now, one thing I could hear from your question, and I don't mean to dissuade you, Jeffrey, but it sounds like very often people try to do an investment where they try to massage it to fit what they want. Okay. And so, okay, you're trying to, you want to, what do you want? And that's what I would kind of start with. The question is like, well, what actually do you want? Do you want cash flow? Do you want a performing asset? Do you want a hands-off where you don't have to deal with it? Well, this doesn't sound like that's going to be it. Because if you've got an Airbnb, that's something that you're going to have to be dealing with on a weekly or weekend basis. You have to get cleaning crews in there. You're going to have to be doing all those sorts of things. You're going to have to be dealing with that on a regular basis. It becomes much more of a job than you think it does. Can you automate it, right? Can you turn that into an automation? Can you make sure that you've got a cleaning crew that does it, that you don't have to deal with the screening of tenants and taking deposits and all of those things? Great. If you can be more, if that's what you want, then you need to be thinking about some of those things. You're talking about like investing out of state. Is there a reason you chose this spot? We build at Morris Invest, we build in specific markets, our new construction investment properties for people just like you who are out of state, who are never going to go there and spend any time there, but are going to enjoy the benefits of the cash flow. And I say to people ask me like, well, Clayton, what do you think about investing in Pittsburgh? Or what do you think about investing in this city or that city? And you might as well invest in the moon. It doesn't matter. If it's not in your backyard, then why do you care where it is, right? As long as it meets a certain level of criteria, and you're kind of getting to this criteria question, Jeffrey, which is like, well, how do you vet this? Well, I can tell you what we do. We have whole videos on our channel, by the way, on YouTube. I would consider going there because we walk you through step by step by step exactly what we look for. I mean, and I give you like deep details on what our team looks for when we're analyzing a market. And we will spend over a year analyzing a market before we ever break ground, before we ever buy property that we're going to build on, because there's so many things that go into this. There's not just one website, but I'll give you a couple of basics, right? We want to look at crime statistics. We want to make sure that's low crime. We want to make sure that there's multiple jobs, okay? We want to make sure, I'm not a big fan of like vacation spots that are pandemic problematic. Think about Vegas and other vacation-centric areas where if suddenly there's an economic collapse or there is a government shutdown, which we are now more and more prone to have happening, then that entire economy is collapsed. Look at Vegas, right? Things you want to think about. So if you're going to be investing in a vacation area, well, what happens if vacations stop happening? These are very important questions to ask yourself as an investor, right? What about winter? What about summer? You know, can you have consistent cash flow through different seasons? That's one thing I'm not a huge fan of the Airbnb play, because you need to be in certain markets where it doesn't matter. you know, what season it is, you're going to have consistent cash flow. Maybe the only time you won't have it is maybe in January or something like that, or February. So you need to make sure that you're investing in markets where you have that consistent cash flow. You also want to make sure you're in good school districts. This is a long-term play. So just think about those things as you start to lay the groundwork for your investment. Again, if you're looking to be hands-off, you know, maybe the vacation rental play might not be your best. I just don't want you to try to force yourself into this thinking of an investment, you know, like as if this group or this neighborhood is the only place that you can invest in the country, Jeffrey. Like, it's not the case, you know, like you might have your heart set on this place for some reason, and it sounds like there might be some kind of emotional attachment to it. And I get it. Like, I grew up going to, you know, like I said, I grew up going to the beach with my dad and my mom and, you know, my sister. And so that part of like Ocean City, Maryland, into Rehoboth and Bethany Beach. And like, you know, you kind of fall in love with it. It's like nostalgia. But don't let nostalgia and emotion get in the way of proper investing. That's all I'm saying. So just think about that. Let it sink in. And I'd love to hear if you have any follow-up questions that maybe we can try to point you in the right direction on this. Oh, I love that sound. That is the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, given, you know, entrepreneurs like myself the resources once reserved for big businesses. I mean, we use Shopify, and it was so easy to set up and be up and running in just a few moments. Have integrations with credit cards, everything you need to have a great storefront, all of the tools to manage a day-to-day operation and drive sales. Believe me, I mean, you got to think about how easy it is in 2022 to start a business. And if you have an idea to launch it and be up and running in no time, Shopify is the place to do it. I love how Shopify makes it easy for anyone to successfully run their own business. I have a family member that just started they have a brick and mortar store. They just started their online version of the store using Shopify. Shopify powers millions of entrepreneurs just like me, from first time sales to full scale. And every 28 seconds, a small business owner makes their first sale on Shopify. Go to shopify.com/investing, all lowercase. You have to do it all lowercase. You get a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. So you can just try it out for 14 days. Again, that's shopify.com/investing, all lowercase. shopify.com/investing, all lowercase, to give it a try today. Our thanks to Shopify for supporting the show. All right, our next question comes to us from Pierre.
Hey, Clayton, it's Pierre from Canada. I've been following you on your YouTube channel, and my question is, I've been pre-approved for a mortgage in the States, but they still require me to deposit 25% of the property that I want to buy. I just wanted to know, what are the options here to get that 25%? I do have my house. I know I can refinance my house in Canada, but my question is, how can I do it differently? So get back to me. Thank you.
Differently. Okay. How can I get money for a 25% down payment on a property? Great question. I don't know why you seem hesitant about, I don't necessarily refinancing the property, but maybe getting a home equity line of credit might be more palatable to you, Pierre, because, you know, maybe going through the refinancing process and getting a new mortgage on that house isn't, you know, you have to pay closing costs and all that. I get that. I'm not a fan of that anyway. But getting a home equity line of credit is just a line of credit based on the equity in the home that you live in. Now, why wouldn't you do that, right? Again, you can't eat equity. You're sitting in that equity in that house doing nothing for you. The home you live in is not a performing asset. Here's one small way of maybe turning it into a performing asset, right? Turning that equity into a performing asset. Now you can take that $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, whatever you've got in equity, and use that as two down payments on rental properties. That's one way to do it, where you're not having to refinance. Another thing, of course, is what we talk about here on the show, private money. Do you know any other investors you could partner with that are interested in maybe going in on an investment together? You could set up an LLC together and you could work with us. I mean, we have a partnership program. We work with a lot of investors that will, you know, two, three, four people will get together. They'll each put down 10,000, for the down payment. And now they formed an LLC together and they buy the property together. That's another way to do it a little bit more creatively. Another thing is to think about what type of retirement accounts that you might be sitting on that you haven't even thought about. Maybe you've got a 401k. Maybe you've got, or Canadian version of that, right? Or maybe you've got some sort of an IRA, right? Some kind of other retirement account that's just sitting there. Wouldn't it be great that you could tap into that, borrow from it, or even withdraw from it if it makes sense that it's just sitting there doing nothing? Or could you take a loan out against those bank accounts? You know, one thing that you might want to start thinking about is like some of these crypto loan programs. For instance, BlockFi. BlockFi.com has loan programs against your assets. So let's say you have a certain amount of Bitcoin or you have a certain amount of other assets. They will give you a loan on those things that are in those accounts. So you don't have to take out additional mortgages or anything else. You could simply take a loan out on your current assets, your current IRA, your current stock portfolio, and then use that towards your down payment of the property. And again, we have whole videos here on the channel about creative financing. We just did a whole live show actually about creative financing. So I would encourage you, we'll link it up in the description below for you to go check out that full video where we go much, much deeper into the creative financing. But those are just some of the ways that I'm thinking of off the top of my head that you could use to tap in to getting this down payment. If you have any questions that you would like answered here on the show, please feel free to reach out to us. Just go to morrisinvest.com, click on the microphone icon, and leave us a voicemail message. We will try to answer it here live on the show. My thanks to all of you. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.